From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Security forces in Burkina Faso are battling suspected Islamist militants holding hostages at an upscale hotel. Amateur video showed the Splendide Hotel on fire in the capital city, Ouagadougou. A senior security official said that gunmen had stormed the hotel and did not know how many attackers there are. He did confirm that hostages have been taken and said the operation could take several hours. The site intelligence group says the local Al-Qaeda affiliate, known as AQIM, claimed responsibility as the attack was ongoing. While there are no confirmed reports of injuries or death at this time, in Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby said the United States strongly condemns the attack in Ouagadougou. We extend our deepest condolences to the families of the victims during this senseless assault on innocent people. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Vienna, Austria, Saturday for consultations with Iran's foreign minister and the European Union's high representative on the implementation of a nuclear agreement with Iran. Meanwhile, the UN Atomic Energy Agency is expected to verify whether Tehran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the Obama administration recognizes the steps Iran has taken.
We are aware that Iran has made important progress in fulfilling the obligations and commitments that they made in the context of that international agreement to dismantle significant portions of their nuclear infrastructure.
Earnest said international inspectors would work to make sure that Tehran continues to abide by the agreement. This is VOA News. It was supposed to help people suffering from an anxiety disorder, but French officials have canceled all trials of a new drug after several test subjects became ill and one was declared brain dead. Lisa Bryant has details from Paris.
Health Minister Marisol Touraine says what happened is unprecedented. Touraine says six men, ages 28 to 49, who were participating in the drug trial have been hospitalized since Sunday. One was declared brain dead, and the others remain hospitalized, with all showing the same type of neurological symptoms. A research company called BioTrial had been testing the drug manufactured by a Portuguese company, which is meant to help with anxiety and other mood disorders. All trials of the drug are now suspended, and volunteers participating in the study have been called back. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Worries about China's slowing growth, further steep drops in oil prices, and a disappointing Friday report on U.S. retail sales contributed to a global stock sell-off. The cost of a barrel of oil slid to around $29. Analysts say that oil supplies already outstrip demand, and Iran is preparing to sell more crude as sanctions that have crimped its industry are lifted. Sam Stovall is with S&P Capital IQ.
I think you have a lot of investors who were long energy at higher prices and are now unloading those contracts whenever that they become available to do so. And what's happening is we're getting a snowballing effect and oil prices being pushed lower.
The National Retail Federation, meanwhile, reported that sales were lower than expected in the December holiday season. In New York, the S&P 500 fell nearly 2.2% by the close. The Dow was off 2.4%, and the Nasdaq was down more than 3%. European and Asian markets also closed lower. Al-Shabaab militants attacked an African Union military base Friday in southwestern Somalia near the border with Kenya, reportedly killing dozens of Kenyan troops working for the African Union mission. Kenyan Defense Forces said in a statement that Al-Shabaab militia attacked a Somalian army base near the Kenyan Forces base. The statement said the militants overran the camp, but the Kenyans counterattacked in support of Somali troops. Al-Shabaab says it killed 60 Kenyans, but a deputy governor told VOA that at least 40 Kenyan soldiers were killed, but some troops had managed to escape the base. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. That's voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.